Imitation is the work of a monkey, something you and I do. The great masses of mystics have made their hearts slaves to a suspicious beloved. O dear imitator, why are all the mullahs, according to the mystics, more impure than a dog? The proof will be presented to you today. We say, we don't want the donkey, we change the saddle. It's so interesting that some of the esteemed mullahs are once again announcing on the pulpits that, yes, look, this is the mosque of God, and now it's the feast of Lady Ruqayya, and I don't know, Imam Hussein, we're talking about Hussein. Now, if a woman enters without a scarf, it's because Hussein drew her in. Religious army boys, don't bother. The very fact that she came to Hussein's gathering has great value. We say, you're completely wrong to hold a gathering for Hussein in the first place. We say, you're completely out of line for going up on the pulpit. This monkey passes the stairs two by two and talks. We say, you must have permission to even speak. The house is ruined from its foundation while the master is worried about the design of the portico. That's what we're saying. I don't say it. The mystics and Gnostics say, imitation is a monkey's work, and we have 7 billion imitators. We have imitators, we have monkeys, and you think that now if her headscarf is forward or her hair is back, it's like you're sitting in hell and you say, now it's a sin, this unveiled or badly veiled woman, let her come. It's hell anyway. You're completely baseless. You don't have permission to speak on the pulpit. You don't have permission to build a mosque. What they call the mosque of harm, it's where they talk nonsense. I mean, when Husseini builds a mosque of harm, he also talks nonsense in it. And those sitting below think, look at how dirty our essence must be. Those who even think that, sir, for example, brother, for example, a Hezbollah member, this woman whose scarf is a foot back, let her come. A mosque. Hey, beautiful, you yourself are completely baseless. What permission, what words? But in the past 4 days, without us even saying a word, dear friends, you attacked the pages of some artists or some networks and put pressure on them saying, hey, call Restart, call Husseini, interview him. This is a very interesting thing. Look, without me saying a word, you move in a collective action. It's a very interesting thing. I mean, they went to a network like BBC. They went and left 40-something thousand comments. I mean, every artist, even myself, if there are more than 10 of us, they leave a comment and I reply below it. Man, I don't want to talk about it or not talk about it. In 12, 13, 15 hours, 40, 50,000 comments went to several BBC social media pages and they didn't respond at all. Does the BBC exactly consider the unit of the Iranian people as a person? Or does it consider the unit as a camel? I mean, from BBC's point of view, is every Iranian a piece of filth, an idiot, a cheapskate? Why? Because it's impossible for a news network to this extent, when over 30 comments come saying, hey, do this and that, announce Restart, BBC should announce, hey, I don't like Restart, it's okay, I don't want to talk about it at all. The fact that they're silent is a big question. What you did is a very good thing. Why is it a good thing? One, you're practicing secularism yourselves without saying a word. I'm telling you about yourselves, a collective movement. This means Restart produces its own leaders. It's true that I am, I don't know, the official Restart, but the pure leadership is your own. Look, you yourself are reaching this understanding that you go to the BBC network and say, if they talk about Restart, which has spent $1 billion to create a network to cram in a fake opposition, then they'll be forced to talk about Restart. So it's to our benefit, or if they don't talk about Restart, it's proven to the Iranian people that these people are where? Exactly where. This is where. Where is its place? Or to that artist. Really, it's not about Restart, which is not my program. I've said 1,000 times, I'm not into these things. In Restart, yes, we have extemporaneous programs, it goes on. But Restart belongs to a limit of exactly 6,000 years.
Restart is exactly, if we want to talk about the things we're talking about now, that root is, for example, 2,000 or 3,000 years old, 4,000 years old, which I'm talking about, we're saying its words. We are revealing the hidden points of Rumi, truly. The gentleman who sits and praises Ferdowsi, why doesn't he talk about Restart? He was exactly molding Ferdowsi to make himself popular in your heart so that he could then tell you other things. In this very BBC 60 Mystics Eye and Ear to Mysticism, specialists in mysticism, at the peak of mysticism, mysticism in the layers, they came and were interviewed. I myself told your master in the virtual journey, why did you interview them? Because he's not looking to get into a debate about every little detail. For example, Restart 24 reached 1 million. Look, 1, 2, 3, 4, it always becomes 1 million. 30 has become 1 million. It's interesting that this is without downloads. But when we say 1 million downloads, it means go above 20 million listeners, because they have been passed from hand to hand. Even if just 1 million people downloaded it and gave it to their aunt, their uncle, their relatives, just Telegram itself has 15 million people. Now look, forget our live show, forget their master, forget their website, forget their Facebook friends, and forget Instagram. There are many more people. On the contrary, this is a very good thing. The thing we're doing to those artists, we're doing it so that, hey, if you're an Iranian, a person is afraid to speak. That's logical. But you who are in a foreign country, why don't you speak? This is a very important question that reveals the character of that person. So anyone who doesn't see the millions of Iranians in the opposition, and the strongest opposition in the history of Iran, feels that the unit of the Iranian nation is a person. This means its unit is a camel. This is the greatest insult to unity. How do you not respond to 20 million people, you, Mr. Rouhani, and many other things? Now, as the sages say, let's move on from all things, for the word of the friend is sweeter. Friday. The particles of the universe secretly speak to you day and night. We are hearing, seeing, and aware. You and the strangers, we are silent. We don't speak with you because we don't acknowledge you. You are not important at all just because you're a human, you have four limbs and all that, and you think you're important. I mean, your opinion is not important to us. Like a Sufi, some people are like this, right? We say, Mr. Sufi, give out whatever you have in your heart. It's ridiculous. It's like going to an atom and saying, oh, atom, give out whatever you have in your heart. The atom says, my dear friend, whoever learned the secrets of truth, they sealed his mouth. I've sealed my mouth. He says, no, open it, now say it. He says, if I speak, I will become a bomb. You will die first. Can a Sufi be told to say something? No, well, we go to creatures. All creatures are like this, because if we look at any creature, we understand. Now, you don't accept Solomon? Do you at least accept Maurice Maeterlinck's story? The ants used to talk to Maurice Maeterlinck. They would meet, have dinner, and eat food. Maurice Maeterlinck explained the ants very well. So Maurice Maeterlinck confirmed the language of the ants and explained it to you. Read about termites. They're beautiful. He explained what termites are like. Solomon, who talked to animals, was like this. Like this, creatures, if you examine, you will get to restart. You will understand that a perfect human exists. No matter if you are on the side of the cave of Hira, or you walk with shorts like Jesus, or, for example, you turn Kedar's staff into a dragon. Whatever you do, whatever path you take, you will exactly understand this matter. Look at a single apple seed. Can a perfect human turn an apple seed into a pear? No. You're serious. He can't. It's an apple. He can't. You still a farmer. Can a farmer turn an apple seed into a pear? No, he can't. Well, he bought an apple seed. Now he goes to the store. To be able to make a pear, he plants a pear seed. Then he goes to the store. Can the storekeeper turn this apple seed into a pear? No. Well, he takes the apple seed and gives a pear seed. It's an important point. So the apple seed that is in the store is an apple seed. Yes, the store sells the apple seed to you. What's on the scale? It's an apple seed. The farmer takes the apple seed. What's its seed? It's an apple. Sir, the seed is in his hand. He plants it in the ground. What is it again? It's an apple. Can he change it? No, he can't. It sprouts. What is it again? It's an apple. Does a deceptive thing come out? Number. It's still an apple. Can he change it? No, he can't. The perfect human cannot change a defiled seed. This means someone who is inherently against restart is that same apple seed. From before he was born, from when he went into his father's body, he was an apple seed. This is why they say, when the seed is corrupt, it means your father, from the seed, i.e., the father, or from the womb, i.e., the mother, or from the bite of food. All three cause you to be an opponent of restart. The perfect human also cannot change it. Why did I say this? So you know that it's the same in that world. The perfect human cannot do anything. We must look at a seed completely. So we must see where the apple seed started so that it went here. I mean, I want to make a little reference so you see that even from an apple seed, you can understand what's happening in the next world. I mean, when the apple grows, it becomes a tree. This, all summer and winter and cloud and wind and fog and sun. He himself has a problem with the mullah, who knows that I'm not impure, he knows who I am. I'm passing by, I saw his clothes, and I believed in him. The only way you want me to forgive him in the next world, not destroy his life, is this one couplet. If you punish him now, do it and take this garment of men off of him. Take his Sufi cloak, take his garment, take his Sufism back from him, so that we may be safe from his law, for I have not seen this harm from the libertines. Take the cloak of the people of salvation from him, take all this punishment until the day of judgment, pull this garment off him. Mr. Abu Sa'id, since the dog has this status on his path, it is disgusting to seek to be more than a dog. God, I don't know what to say. Bakr, the dog says that this Sufi who passed by didn't know that my status is much, much higher than his. Why did he do this to me? The respectable ashamed dog to the respectable ashamed Sufi, in the presence of the respectable ashamed Abu Sa'id Abu Al-Khair, in the book of the respectable ashamed Attar. He didn't know what this documented status was. I was passing by, instead of kissing my feet, kissing my hand, falling in love, bowing down, instead of me hitting him on the head with a stick and him coming back to kiss me. If you consider yourself more than a dog, know for sure that you know yourself as a dog. The very moment you passed by, now he's saying why you should throw his garment away. Then he says, the very moment you passed by, as soon as you thought that I did something that you, from God...
Perfect human, you passed by and went away. There was a dog inside you. You yourself were a dog and were impure. This, when they call me impure, it means you're impure, not me. If you consider yourself more than a dog, know for sure that you know yourself as a dog. Dear clergy, beautiful and lovely religious army boys, I hope all of your eyes are crushed into the layer of your hammer bone. I hope he's beautiful. If you consider yourself more than a dog, know for sure that you know yourself as a dog. Do you know how to be so wretchedly thrown into the dirt? He fell headfirst, a star. So long as you have rebellion, without a doubt you will have more fall. From a handful of dirt, you boasted of so many things. They take the dominant one to the dirt. This is it. Whoever was more dirt here, know for sure that he was purer there. When men made themselves dirt by their manliness, they purified their narrow souls. The proud ones are these high travelers, and rebellion is cast from their heads. He says here that someone who has grown up has cast off rebellion. I said this so you know what response Abu Sa'id Abu Al-Khair gave to the Sufi. The fate of the world is clear, but Ilya son of Imran declares that all mullahs are more impure than dogs. Ilya son of Imran, that is Ali ibn Abi Talib, declares in a document that I will also call an apostate mullah. Unfortunately, I said that Ali's birth was pointless in my opinion because the moment he was born, they should have killed him. Because his birth was troublesome, he kept killing Muslims, he kept killing hypocrites, he killed whoever had more calluses on his forehead, whoever was more of a hypocrite. And this man was killed in war, killed over there. He didn't understand anything except the perfect human, he only understood that one. That's why this man has killed all of you. Then his books are censored left and right. So far, this very thing I'm telling you has been censored at least 40 times in these 1400 years. I mean, they are removing the Nahj al-Balagha Sahaba from you, 15 and other things. Aside from Ali ibn Abi Talib, you are more impure than a dog. 7 billion humans and more impure than that, the mullahs. The document for this is the Nahj al-Balagha. He himself says, lucky is the one whose life is like the life of a dog. I'll translate it into Farsi. Lucky is the one whose life is like the life of a dog. In this animal, there are 10 qualities that the believer must have. He put the word believer. I'm saying his own words. He put the word believer in it. So you know that only a believer, but it's different from people in Christmas. What does a believer mean? It means those 10 or 15 people who were around Jesus. Jesus left, all the people became normal again. Whoever was around Peter, his name became a believer. So backbiting a believer is forbidden, which means if you backbite someone who knows the perfect human, it's forbidden. It's worse than adultery. This is a very important point. The word believer says it's better for a believer to have these things. He says, what do dogs have? One, that the dog has no status among people, and this is the state of the poor. He says in Sufism and Gnosticism, the dog is the highest of Sufis. Why? One, all these people are here. They're important to them. They see a dog. It comes. The dog is more impure than a dog. They insult him. That's why this is the state of the poor. The poor is one of the high ranks. If you reach a rank, you will definitely enter another place. You will enter the paradise you speak of. There, where the Haris dance and do the lambada, they're right there where you think. Two, that he has no property or land. The dog has no money, no land, no power. He doesn't have the government in his hands for people to come and suck up to him, for money, for position and rank, to give up all the rights of humans. He says he has no property or land. He has no money, and this is the quality of the celibates. So celibacy is a quality that if you find it, you will surely enter that same paradise where we do the lambada with the girls until morning. So if we have one of these, we will get there. Pay attention. Three, that he has no house or permanent den, and all the earth is his dwelling, and this is the sign of the self-reliant. Trust is explained more completely here. Trust means that he has no home, no den, no permanent place. The whole earth is his dwelling. This means right now, leave your house, leave your car, leave your child, leave your wife, leave the money in your bank account, put down your credit card and wear a piece of old clothing and go into the street. Think about what you'll eat tomorrow. You can't use your credit card. You can't call your family for your mom to cook you food. No place. What do you do? Jesus lived like this. Now think, right now I'm leaving my house. Self-reliant. A self-reliant person means I put my credit card, my house, my car, my life, everything down. I'll take your watch too. You can't sell anything. I'll put a shirt on you, you'll go into the street. Now what do you want to do? How do you want to eat? This shows trust, which was so important to Hatam Tari and many others like Bishr al-Hafi. These great people were like this. The man had the government in his hands. He left with it. We want to say, give back the government. They say, ugh. You must give back the government, or we'll poke your eye out. Do you take us for a joke? Let's reach 30 million now. What will we do to you? We don't know how many we are. We don't know what's going on. We have 100,000 palms, 100,000 partisans. Tell them, San San. Have you heard that? No, you haven't. They're not stoners that you think they smoke hash. No, they're all slaves. They're all drunkards. Just like that, they're drunk. The restartists are all drunk. Listen, forget the country, the live show. They went 20 times to bring him back. He didn't listen. They wanted to bring Rumi back 20 times. Sir, you're the head of the university, sir. You're a great man, sir. You've written books. Sir, what does this old man have? Mr. Faiz Kashani, what does this man have that you're stuck to him? Sir, let him go. Mr. Mantegi Kermani, what does his Moshali Kermani have? Mr. Mantegi became better, a very great philosopher. Mr. Vaziri, a better philosopher, a chief. There's this story. Many have become Sufis. Muhammad ibn Abdullah was not a Sufi. He became a Sufi later. Then he became a perfect human. I don't want to explain everything. I mean, I want to come and we understand it one by one. So if you leave everything and go into the street, what do you have? You only have one way. You have to work. You have to work that day, earn a bite to eat. Then you go again tomorrow. Now you have a dollar in your pocket. You're not self-reliant anymore because your trust is in that $1. You say, I have food tomorrow. Are you self-reliant? You're a liar. You're a lying, nasty hypocrite of a Hosseini who thinks he's self-reliant. I want to say one quality of a dog. Look at a dog. A dog has no property, no place. Its trust is only in a beautiful one, nothing else. I want to say the word self-reliant.
Now, if a human reaches trust, he becomes Bishr al-Hafi. He becomes Hatam Ta'i. His trust was so high that he left the government and power and everything and went and started eating in the desert. Heart with the beloved, hand at work. This is the greatness of trust. You don't have trust. Now, if you don't have trust for $3, no, you don't. It's over. You don't have trust. Your trust is in your mom, in your food, in your clothes, in your money, in your credit, in whatever you rely on, you will fall. That's your essence. If you walk on 2 feet like a man, you grew a third leg, you became three-legged. You grew a three-legged government, you know? You'll just make people's lives miserable. Why? Because you have an extra leg. You don't even pay attention to some sentences. When two legs becomes three legs, it means the God. And the God means you eat the people's money. When the Ministry of Culture and Art during the Shah's time became the Ministry of Guidance, what does that mean? It means screwing people over. Every morning they say, come here, Ministry of Guidance. Where else are you going? What are you doing? Who is this girl? Who is this mom? As soon as it became the Ministry of Guidance, see that we still don't understand secularism. The same moment that culture and art became the Ministry of Guidance and you took a government position. What is the Ministry of Guidance? It means you guide me? You must have permission from God. We want to send my mom to the operating room. We look at the doctor 8 times. You go up on the pulpit, you say, Hussein said, what did Hussein say? Did he tell you in your ear? Who said it? Hussein, beautiful. Man, I don't want proof. Why? Because we are imitators. We are imitators. We are monkeys. We're looking for someone to go up on the pulpit and talk. Why? Because he doesn't have a treasure. God doesn't come down either. Just one thing. Because a Sufi is like this. A Sufi is like the acceleration of gravity. He uses a knife. A Sufi can't because a person is dying unjustly. Cut off the acceleration of gravity. If he cuts off the acceleration of gravity himself, everyone will die. He sees. He sees. Forget this burden of the acceleration of gravity. The perfect human has become this. This person has reached a high station. 3, self-reliant. 4, Mr. Impure Dog. Mr. Who says the dog is impure? Listen up, man. For God's sake, listen up. Sit down and listen. I don't want to curse. Just listen. Just sit down. Zip your mouth. Listen so that breath gives life to every soul. Listen. This Ilya son of Imran is speaking. So why do you delete this? He says the dog is impure. Let me read his sentence to you so your brain comes down. It's this. It's written here. It's written that the sentence... All of them gave a fatwa. They all gave a fatwa. Sir, why is the dog impure? You know, because from the perspective of Islam, man is the noblest of creatures. Sir, you're not the noblest of creatures. Beautiful man. Creatures means you have to pass from being a dog, from being a donkey. You know why animals came? So you can find yourself in all of them. So you see and understand it's you. This means that now when ignorance leaves me, I become a restartist. It means foolishness has left me. I am no longer a donkey. I can potentially be for a dog. You didn't understand the matter. I mean, you look at the creatures of the world. The soul has 77 heads. It goes up to a high level and it goes down to a lower level. Nothing can kill the soul except the old master of two. That strict, strict, strict soul, Ayatollah, Haji, listen. Strictly, not about Mecca, listen and then go. You, program 66, i.e., your God, I fell. You know, with a lot of jokes, number, the program is not the only program that is broadcast by God. If the God you worship is this program, then it is. Because was your love that a person would, for example, come from up there, a pigeon would come in a fit of rage and pass through the middle of Kermanshah? Are you looking for the one with the black cloak?
No, it's not like that. The program is not mine, that beautiful one. Please to the Iranian people. Given that from the perspective of Islam, man is the noblest of creatures and other creatures are in the service of man. Cocky, very cocky, look, this is the fatwa of the clergy. Dear mullahs, listen. And other creatures are in the service of man. Just right here, you're in hell. Other creatures are in your service. This means you see yourself as bigger than your creature. I just read Attar. He says, the dog says, why does this Sufi think he's bigger than me? That's it. That's it. That's it. Up to this point, I have a skewer in your upper malleus bone. Why? I'm not an employee there. I myself am somewhere else. I go around with the houris. You are in hell. There's an official. I have to call more. For example, a thing, an employee. I'm not there. Given that from the perspective of Islam, man is the noblest of creatures, and other creatures are in the service of man. Dogs are not an exception to this rule, and keeping them is fine if there is a benefit, but we should not play with them. In another place, it says the dog is so and so, and in the religion of Islam, all dogs are considered impure. Keeping a house and clothes on which the correctness of prayer depends is dependent on not having a dog. I read it so we know the difference between our Ilya son of Imran and this mullah. I don't understand. Do you understand? Understand. I don't understand. Fourth, that he is often hungry, and this is the habit of the righteous. This means a person, a human who reaches the righteous, has passed one of the ranks. He will definitely enter paradise. He says, the dog is basically hungry. This is the habit of the righteous. Fifth, that if he receives 100 lashes from his master, he does not abandon his house. And this is the quality of the disciples. He says, even if his master hits him 100 times, kicks him out the door, he stands there again. And this is the quality of the disciples. Mr. who considers himself a disciple, Mr. Hosseini who considers himself a disciple, when the imam of the time comes, he gives a curse. I will censor it because I myself am proper. Fifth, that if he receives 100 lashes from his master, he does not abandon his house, and this is the quality of the disciples. He sleeps very little at night, and this is one of the qualities of the lovers. Truly, a dog also wants. That he is banished and sees cruelty, but when they call for him, he returns without resentment, and this is a sign of the masters. Seventh, I'll read the sentence again so we understand. For example, the Amir of now, he hasn't come into your dream for 5 nights. You yourself are a fool. We'll give it. Listen. Seventh, that he is banished from his owner's blood. The owner kicks him out and the person cries. It really recites. Seventh, that he is banished and sees cruelty. But when his master tells him to come back, he returns without resentment. He holds no grudges. And this is a sign of the masters. Eighth, that he is content with his master's full grace, and this is the state of the content. The content, ninth, that most of his time is spent in silence, and this is a sign of fear. Tenth, that when he dies, he leaves no inheritance behind, and this is the state of the ascetics. I swear to Hosseini, I am more impure. If I don't know what you think about yourself, I have now understood that I am more impure. If you have a document from Ilya, son of Imran, the Nahj al-Balagha of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Which mullah has these qualities? If one of them had just one, I would kiss his feet, and I hope we just have this one. Seventh, that he is banished, and if he sees cruelty, he gets hit and leaves. When you bring him back, he comes without resentment. He kisses your feet. He says, I am the dog of the court. Thank you for listening to this program. I leave you with this so that you don't fall in love with a suspicious beloved. Know that there is only one beautiful one. I hope that you and I become restartists, that we reach a status in restart, that even if we are hit, even kicked, we do not abandon the page of this beautiful one and stick to his page. Everything for you and me in this world and the next, everything is beautiful. If you don't believe it, think about your mother, how she gave birth to you and how much she suffered and how much she loves you. And until your last moment of death, she is your mother's companion. Goodbye.